A reading from the book of Revelation. I, John, saw another angel coming down from heaven, having great authority, and the earth became illumined by his splendor. He cried out in a mighty voice, "Fallen, fallen is Babylon the Great. She has become a haunt for demons. She is a cage for every unclean spirit, a cage for every unclean bird, a cage for every unclean and disgusting beast." A mighty angel picked up a stone like a huge millstone and threw it into the sea and said, "With such force will Babylon, the great city, be thrown down and will never be found again. No melodies of harpists and musicians, flautists and trumpeters will ever be heard in you again. No craftsman in any trade will ever be found in you again. No sound of the millstone will ever be heard in you again. No light from a lamp will ever be seen in you again. No voices of bride and groom will ever be heard in you again. Because your merchants were the great ones of the world, all nations were led astray by your magic potion." After this, I heard what sounded like a loud voice of a great multitude in heaven saying, "Alleluia! Salvation, glory, and might belong to our God. For true and just are his judgments. He has condemned the great harlot who corrupted the earth with her harlotry. He has avenged on her the blood of his servants." They said a second time, "Alleluia! Smoke will rise from her forever and ever." Then the angel said to me, "Write this, blessed are those who have been called to the wedding feast of the Lamb." The word of the Lord. As I prepared this reflection, it was in the midst of the aftermath of Hurricane Sandy. And while in no way do I think God is punishing the people of New York and New Jersey, there is an eerie similarity in the reading to what happened immediately following the storm. Certainly the storm surge might have seemed like a huge millstone had been thrown into the ocean. No music was heard as all the Broadway shows closed down. Carnegie Hall remained closed for many days as a huge crane dangled over the street below. No trade occurred as Wall Street shut down along with many, many stores and restaurants. There was an unnatural quiet as subway, bus, and plane service was suspended. At least one quarter of the island of Manhattan was darkened as transformers exploded and generators were destroyed by floodwaters. Inevitably, some will claim that God is punishing the wickedness of the city. A headline in one New York paper screamed, "Why does God hate New York?" And while we might question our own part in the climate change that may have contributed to this catastrophe, we cannot attribute Sandy to God's wrath. What we can do is reflect on one lesson that has become apparent to me. In spite of all the devastation, what was most important for each person was the safety of his or her family, friends, and neighbors. This was heard over and over in television interviews, and I heard it in each telephone call that I made to my faculty and staff. We might not have electricity. We might not have water. We might have had to evacuate. Our basement might have 8 feet of water. Our cars might be destroyed, but my family and I are safe. My neighbors are safe. Others have it far worse than me. We have come to the end of the church year, and in each year, in her wisdom, the church asks us to reflect on our year as if it might be our last. This year, more than ever, I'm aware of the fleeting nature of material possessions and the enduring value of relationships. At this time of the year, we are encouraged to consider how we have cared for our loved ones, family, religious sisters and brothers, our work and ministry, our extended community. I know that this year I'm going to look at my relationships a little closer. Am I taking any for granted? Have I lost touch? Have I not said thank you or I love you recently or often enough? Sandy was devastating, and many are struggling with its aftermath, but it has helped us to remember that people, not things, are what is most important.